Awesome. Here we are, worldwide live on the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS. We are 9 minutes early, 9 minutes till the hour. Another Wednesday evening call. If you have questions, we have answers. Thank you for participating with tonight's episode. As we await for more people to join in on the conference call, as this is always a simulcast with a conference call, we play some music. Again, thank you for being here today. It is April the 2nd, 2018. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hey, it's Dharmananda here.
Welcome to the call, Dharmananda. Thank you for being here.
You see Kimberly?
No, I did not go there.
Oh, you did. I did.
No, I initially was planning on it, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I went over there. I got a healing.
Did the great thing, did you hear about Wim talking about Kimberly and David Wilcock?
What?
Okay, what? Well, then you didn't hear it. So what was happening is that David Wilcock was also at the same conference. And on Monday, in the post-conference, it was Kimberly, and she, hold on. She was there first in the same room with where David Wilcock had his post-conference right after her.
Yeah.
And he had demanded, you know, before it started, that he was going to have the room available by 5:30. He wanted the room to be empty from those people who were participating with Kimberly. However, he himself, also joined in with the crowd in Kimberly's post-conference. Uh-huh. And he was so taken by her that while she was going, he said, hey, just continue till whatever time you want. So uh-huh. Instead of having the room empty by 5:30, she continued till 7 o'clock. And after the post-conference, at the end, Wilcock walked up to Kimberly and gave her a big hug.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool, I think. And also I heard Corey Goody had a personal session with Kimberly.
So did I.
Did you? You were there?
No, Sunday.
You were there on Sunday. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool. How was that?
Yeah, she did two operations on me.
Awesome.
One for nodes in my neck and one for my intestines. She said they were out of place or something, pressing on my bladder. So I got
How do you feel now? How is it, the effect of it?
I feel better now.
You feel better?
Yeah.
Awesome. We're so glad to hear it, Dharmananda.
Yeah. But
I
still need to get my back and my hips done, you know.
No. But hey, at least you made progress, right?
Yeah.
All right. Initially, I thought you couldn't make it over there, but I'm so glad to hear this. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, if you had another caller join in, good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Yes, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania. Congratulations, Dharmananda. That's wonderful news.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's fabulous.
Yes. Yes, awesome. Thank you for being here, Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really surprised that she picked me out of about 100 people there, you know, or so.
Awesome.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
So you had, oh, man, that's great. Man, awesome.
Yeah.
Nothing but good news.
And then after that, we all had a ceremony where they anointed us with oil and water and stuff like that, too.
All right. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the next person that joined in. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Thanks, hi. This is John Munder from Orba, Minnesota.
Hello, John. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can tell Wynn that, too, you know, if you want.
Yes. He will probably talk to you about it tonight.
Okay.
So there were many people at the gathering on Sunday with Kimberly?
Yeah, around 100 or so.
That is awesome, yeah. All right, the next person, welcome. Please say name and location.
Positive greetings, hi, from rainy Sedona.
Rainy Sedona, welcome, Raiden. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Dharmananda, what else did you participate with on Sunday? Did you see anyone else or anything? Or
I just went there. That's all I went to.
Okay, okay. Man, that's so awesome to pick you out. I'm so happy for you.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Mei Lin there.
See what?
I saw Mei Lin there.
Yeah, okay.
He wanted to give me a ride, but I said, I can make it.
Okay. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. If you want
Hello,
to be
hi,
welcome.
Joe here. Hi, everybody.
Hi, good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to hear your voice. You sound loud and clear.
Thank you. Hi, you too, man. Thanks for everything.
All right. You're still in New Mexico?
Yep, yep.
All right. Life is good?
Everything is great.
Fantastic. Hey, blessings to you, my friends.
Same here. Same to you. All the best.
Thank
as
you.
As always.
All right. Had two more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hi, hi.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, hi. Hi, everyone. It's Prudence. Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Prudelania. Welcome, Prudy.
Thanks.
All right. And the next person to join in, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
BBS, come on.
Yes, we are live on BBS currently. And another person is in the conference call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Welcome to the call, Terry.
Thank you, Hart.
You're welcome. Another person is in the welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, mm-hmm. Don.
Hi.
And also welcome those folks that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating with tonight. If you have questions, we have answers. And if you want to submit a question, you can do so per email. And the email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And then Vin will pick the questions he will ask live tonight out of those that have been submitted. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening to you, Roger. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
And I thank you for being here. All right. And we wait for Winfrey and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, to present themselves here in just a moment. I have not seen the helicopter up there yet. I just heard it's rainy in Sedona. I'll stop at a soon moment. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
This is Helen in Virginia Beach.
Hello, Helen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you. And welcome to the next person that joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Brenda from D.C. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Brenda. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you
Hi,
for
Brenda.
Being here.
Hello.
We are the light of our souls. And welcome to those listening in through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. If you have questions, we have answers. You can submit a question per email at questions at intelligent-infinity.com. Questions@intelligent-infinity.com. I think I'm going to send out a text to Win. Actually, I'll call him on the other phone.
You have reached the voicemail box of 62.
That was no luck. Let me try Terry.
Oh, darn, we almost had Wynn's number.
Listen faster.
Really late today. They're probably sleeping, is my guess.
Well, even Edgar Casey worked in his...
Terry, you got a job to do.
That was funny.
We are live. It is today. It is the second day of the week, which is a Monday.
Today is a Monday.
Yes, it is Monday.
No, it's Wednesday.
No, it's Wednesday. Wait, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
100% sure, and we're live on BBS currently. Can you make it?
Okay. Right there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Give Win a push too. Win doesn't hear you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's hang tight.
We can listen to music.
Yes. I'm going to play the same song again, if that's okay with you guys.
Oh, please.
Hey, Heist,
did we have another person join in? If so, welcome. If you want to, please say name and location. But only if you want to.
Heist, did you ever send that song to Kimberly?
I did. I put it on her Facebook.
Okay. Has she heard it yet, do you know?
I don't know, no.
I think she would like it.
Welcome, Terry. Are you Terry?
Hi, yes. This is Terry in Sedona. Ricky.
All right.
Sedona.
I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, thank you very much for alerting me. I thought today was Tuesday.
All right.
I missed the day. I skipped the day somehow.
All right. And Vin is going to be here also in a bit?
He should be here shortly.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So, today is Wednesday, and it's our question and answer call. And I channel answers to the questions that people have sent in during the week, and Wynn reads the questions. It's combination of Ra, the Ra group and the Elohim group, aspects of them that answer the questions. The reason they merged was to give a greater frequency, a wider footprint to give answers from.
Welcome, Win.
Now I have to feel guilty.
No. Life is life, man. Hey, Vin, I wanna pass on to you that Dharmananda is with us, and he was at Kimberly's on Sunday at the conference, and he was picked by her out of the audience, and
wow,
had a healing.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Dharmananda.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
So glad to hear this.
What happened?
Well, she brought me up and scanned me. And then
You want to record this, Vin?
Found lots of problems.
Oh, wait. Okay, let me record. Hang on.
I got it.
This conference is being recorded.
This is May 2nd, 2018. This is our Wednesday call where people submit questions and we'll be channeling the answers. But we have Dharmananda, who was up to see Kimberly.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Are you going to unmute Dharmananda?
I'm unmuted.
You are? Okay. Yeah, and he was just going to tell us what happened. Go ahead.
Yeah, she picked me out of the audience of around 100 people, you know, and asked me if I wanted to have a scanning and healing. And I said, sure. And I went up and got on a table, and she scanned me and found all these problems in my neck. I had nodes and something with my left lung, and said my intestines were out of place. They were pressing my bladder and my back and my hips. So she worked on my neck, got the nodes out, and then she worked on my intestines and got them straightened out and back in place. And that was great. And she couldn't do the hips. It was, I understand they had to go down there to do that because she has to have some kind of special LED lights to do that with or something. So anyway, I got those things done, and it's really wonderful.
Yay!
Yeah.
Well, good for you getting there. You know that?
Yeah. It wasn't as far as I thought, you know. It's only a little over an hour from here.
Uh-huh. And you didn't think it was going to work, right?
I didn't think it was going to get picked, for sure.
Your voice sounds better, Dharmananda.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I feel more relaxed anyway, you know.
I'll bet you find a way to get to L.A. now, huh?
I don't know. It's kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many sessions that's going to take.
Kind of what?
I don't know how many sessions that would take at $250 a session. That's pretty expensive to me.
How many did you say it would take?
I didn't ask her.
Wow. Email her and check on that, because right now she's still, you know, she's still fresh on mind, so she might have an idea on that.
Yeah. Better save up some money to do that.
Anyway. Yeah. But still, I would rather sooner than later just send an email to her and check on it so you know it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't give up. Okay?
Okay, I won't.
I mean,
and know for yourself that it's going to happen one way or another. It's going to happen. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take. It's going to happen. Dharmananda, have faith.
Yeah, but I have to have somebody to drive me down there because I can't drive, you know, 6 or 7 hours.
It will happen. Yeah. Have faith.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, there might be somebody in our group that would do it, that lives here.
Maybe.
Yep, no.
I don't know. May Lynn was there, too.
Who?
May was there. May Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's that?
How many people, where does she live?
How many people were there?
No. Where does May live?
Oh, she lives in East Bay, Concord, I believe.
Yeah, in Concord, yeah.
Well, that's not that far.
But she was going to take me there, and I said, I think I can make it on my own. I didn't want to come all the way from Concord and the East Bay to down here and have to come back and bring you back, too.
Well, Dharmananda, you're not worth it, but somebody will be dumb enough to do it. I'm kidding, you know.
Okay.
I mean, somebody else might want to get their own healing. How many people did you work? How many people did she work on?
Well, I was the main one, and then after that, she did anointing, you know, with oil and water, you know, anointing oil on your throat and your third eye and your the crown chakra, and then holy water from the crown chakra. And then she bring people up, and if they need a healing, she heal them. One person got healed from cancer in their vertebrae. So that's the only person I know of.
She had him up in front of everybody, right?
Yeah, she did each person personally. You know, we just stood in line and stuff. And,
yeah. You know,
and then she got to a certain point and said, we need to tighten this up because we're running really late. So she had the rest of us come in a circle, and she did all of us in a circle, you know, with the anointing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how she's going to handle the draft, huh?
And then Monday night, I wasn't there, but Hi said that David Wilcock came into the room and stayed and watched her because he was supposed to be there at 5:30.
Yeah.
And he came in and watched her, and it was over about 7:30.
Uh-huh.
And then he came.
Kimberly was over at 7:30?
Yeah, came went to about 7:30 on Monday. I wasn't there though, and then came and gave her a big hug.
I heard that. So, hi, you were there, yeah?
No, I was not.
How did you hear about this before? How did you hear about this?
I heard it through Win 3.
Oh, I told you. Oh,
you said it live on the call on Monday.
I see. And she might have even talked to Corey Good, or did a healing with Corey Good.
I believe that's what you said on Monday, yes, that Corey had a healing from her.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Let me not say that officially, okay?
Okay.
I think she said that, but I can't remember.
However, what we do know, you know, is to me very exciting that David and Kimberly got together, and that David was so impressed with Kimberly. And, you know, this is an energetic network going on for the highest good of all. I'm super happy to hear this.
You never know what's going to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
and then Dharmananda being healed for partially. That is so awesome. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy too. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
All right. Yeah.
All right, let's see. It is 6:23. Do we have questions, Wynn?
Yeah, we do. Terry, how come you didn't wake me up? Were you sleeping?
Well, I thought it was
Tuesday.
And Heiss called me.
Oh, you thought it was Tuesday.
I did.
Well, you know what? You know what I always say? You got to be spaced out to do this job. All right.
Well, thanks for letting me share.
Pardon me?
Thanks for letting me share.
Oh, well, you know what?
Thank you.
It inspires everybody to hear stuff like that. And, you know, I'll tell you that Kimberly likes me a lot better after this call, after this expo.
Yeah.
I mean, she's always liked me. But, you know, I was like, I did a couple of things that were really important. Like, I happened to remember the guy who runs the expo. And she was thinking she didn't want to do anything. And I spoke to him and convinced him that he's got to have her at the expo. And then I convinced him he's got to treat her really well because she's really fragile and sensitive.
You're talking about an expo in L.A., right?
Huh?
You're talking about an expo in L.A.?
No. The ones that Dharmananda went to.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I couldn't do that for the expo in L.A. Okay.
No, I thought you were talking about another one coming up. This week up, what I said.
No, San Mateo. And then I made a flyer for her. And I said, make sure you give me flyers out, because people that read these flyers are going to come to your event, you know? And so she did. And, you know, she had more people than David Wilcock to see her on her Monday call, on her private, you know, on her Monday private call. The one they charge for, right? There were more people than David. So, convergence, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. You couldn't, I'll tell you guys, you couldn't ask for a more interesting view on this period of time than the one we have here, I don't think. So, all right, let's get started. Mute yourself, Darman. I am so happy to hear that. I'm so happy, you know? And you'll find a way. You have to get to L.A. now. You have to, okay? We'll figure it out, even if we have to do a fundraiser, okay?
Okay, if you could help me, I appreciate it.
All right. Okay.
My wife has to come with me, too, of course.
Okay, and what, you know, send the question to Kimberly. First of all, make sure you thank her for what she did, okay?
Yeah, I already did.
Yeah, but no, if you're going to send her an email, thank her again. She's going to forget all about you.
Okay.
She's in L.A. Believe me.
Okay. I will.
And then say, you're impressed and you know, that you have, you know, just tell her, how many sessions do you think it will take, you know?
Okay.
I mean, did she know who you were?
What's that?
She had no idea who you were, did she, when she worked on you?
I don't think so.
She didn't know you were in my group, right?
No, I didn't tell her I was in your group.
Right, okay.
She asked me if I knew about the procedure of healing. I told her that I saw the webinar with Alfred, you know, and he, when she had healings there, went on the webinar.
Oh, with Alfred.
Alfred webinar.
Oh, Alfred, right. Because I gotta say, There was a time, you remember when you had that interchange with her?
Yeah.
And she said, why doesn't that guy get his intention high enough? He can do it. People can get things done. You know? So.
Yeah. All right, let's get on with it.
You did it, okay? Did your wife drive you there?
No, I drove. My wife doesn't.
You drove.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to start.
Okay, fine.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person on this call. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And I hope Terry's on the line. Terry, are you there?
Yes. Okay. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are here with you in the connection between our love light higher realm and your realm. We come directly to you. If we don't come through the computer or the telephone line, it is a voice that comes through the air. But we are instantaneous, and we are with you, each and every one of you. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. We are delighted to be with you. It is a sacred moment in time when we are able to share these moments. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And this is from Ted. Tad in Cincinnati, Ohio. And in the past, I have gotten tips from you on how to project energy to my loved one. Shortly after I started transmitting in the cone shape you suggested, my mind changed the visualization to engulfing the whole planet for some odd reason. My light never really got very bright, but I figured since I have infinite light to draw from, that it would just take time and practice. In the last month, I have reconnected with the only real love in my life, and my light has become exponentially brighter. Is there an explanation for this, or is it just because she is sending me energies herself? And the whole is greater than its separate parts. Does being a couple strengthen the whole big picture of energy distribution? Thank you. Tad, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes, it does. When you have an energy exchange between you, it is beyond the physical body, and it is at the speed of light. And it is contains understanding, it contains love, it contains information, and one can become feeling with a feeling of fulfillment at being so connected with a loved one.
You know, I wanted to say that on these calls, you notice that when we come together, we create a group energy, and there is a definite lifting of the energy when we do that. And when you have a personal relationship, a love relationship, you also create a group energy. But now they're part of your life. And if it's a pure relationship, if it's, you know, coming from, you're merging on the higher level, and not just, you know, a lower level exchange, then you start to commune on the higher levels, even when you're not in each other's presence. You don't need to be in each other's presence to do that. And so that's why you're feeling that energy, okay? It's just exactly the same thing, I believe, as what we do on these calls, except it's there all the time. It's part of your life. It's an exchange going on, and it strengthens you. And if you can have a relationship at that level for all of you. Don't, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of work to get it, but don't commit to it. And for my suggestion, don't commit to it until you have that experience, because then you know when you have that experience, you can't help but commit to it. But sometimes if you commit earlier than that, that locks in at the level of the moment you commit at that moment, and it's harder to get it up there. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't see someone or, you know, whatever. Just let the energy build, let the inner understanding build so that it has a soul-level connection. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That was a good question, and I'm glad you have that experience, okay? Now, Don Herman. Don, I don't know where you get these questions, okay? But we'll ask it. Some teachers promote the idea that the universe has your back. Is that true? And if so, how does that work? Don Herman.
Thank you. Everything is a part of God, and so that is a manner in which things over time and through karma correct, so that if there is someone who is disruptive and unethical, eventually, maybe not the next lifetime, but somewhere in another lifetime, they will experience what they have given. And hopefully, the individuals will learn the lessons. Since all is a part of God, then this is a self-correcting factor.
Thank you. Next question. Prudence in Asheville. Now, Prudence is asking about things which may not be good to answer for Jerry, okay? I'll read this quickly. Is there truth in alien timelines? I have heard that aliens are controlling Earth's matrix grid since 2012. Are we taking in our dreams unknowingly? If so, doesn't this violate the law of free will? If so, is this why clearings might be important? Let me ask those three questions. Should I ask them one at a time?
Yes.
Is there any truth in alien timelines? I have heard that aliens are controlling Earth's matrix grid since 2012.
There is much being said. However, there is a higher force than the aliens who are trying to control the grid. There is a higher force that has senior authority, has seniority. Every alien race has their own agenda and has their own desires, their own agenda they are trying to fulfill. Some of the aliens are in conflict with the Earth population. Whether they are controlling or not, they are hoping to control, but they are not controlling yet. They are hoping and striving to control, but they are not in control at this time.
Thank you. Here's a question from Tija.
She had three questions.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Question two is, are we taken in our dreams unknowingly? We should say, are some of us taken in our dreams unknowingly? And if so, doesn't this violate the law of free will?
Some of you are taken in your dreams unknowingly, and it does violate the law of free will. A service to self-being does not respect the law of free will. However, at some point, it will catch up with them.
Thank you. If somebody's having this kind of experience, what can they do to bring it to a close?
Before they go to sleep, ask for protection and do prayers for the protection of the higher realm. Who are not into the lower realm shenanigans.
Thank you. If so, is this why clearings might be important?
Clearings can be important to clear the mishmash of impulses and inputs that have been given to an individual that are not their own.
Thank you. Does living in the moment, the sacred now, prevent such attacks and attachments?
Yes. Living in the moment, the person is in the most control. If they are living in the past, they tend to have lapses in consciousness or miss things, and they can be more easily taken over. As when an individual does drugs, they can be more easily taken over. Are you there?
I was muted. Very early Tuesday morning, I woke up with a burning thought on my mind. I had a distinct feeling that I had forgotten something that was very important, but I couldn't remember what it was. I asked to be given an answer in a dream, and when I fell back asleep, to my astonishment, I had a very strange dream. The dream did indeed remind me of what I had forgotten. And as a consequence, I am submitting this question, which I believe is important to ask. The question is, are we the group being infiltrated by someone or something with a negative agenda? Are we being watched or scanned for the purpose of gathering information on certain members of the group? Have we been infiltrated in the past? And how do we recognize it, protect ourselves from it? She must be talking to Prudence.
Who is this question from?
Seja.
Seja. There is a group that, a government group, that does infiltrate or listen to the calls. They attempt to listen to everything going on with everyone. And to keep your ethics in is of utmost importance, and to keep with the positive energies, the energies of building, the energies of coming together, to emphasize building a strong ethical conscious spiritual group that helps the energies of Earth will be a very good protection.
Thank you. Do they just monitor us, or do they try to disrupt us?
Just monitor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Next question is from Valerie in Livermore. I have a friend who is a year and a half old cat named Coco. The cat when I come over just visit nestles in and suckles on my sweater like I'm her mother. Why do they do that? Well,
it's a very pleasant experience to have a mother and to suckle on her. Your sweater reminds her of that experience. And she's trying to experience that comfort of being loved and cared for.
Thank you. And we have here Rich Buckley. I don't know if this is a wasted question. Okay, but I'll throw it out there. Did Benedictine monk Thomas Merton die from an electric fan that shorted out?
Would you repeat the question again, the name?
Benedictine monk Thomas Merton.
Give us, we need to locate. He has moved on. We do not know if it is a fan that shorted. There was. We picture him moving around, and plugging in an electrical appliance that shorted it, and he was in a state of shock from this and did not fully recover.
Thank you. And believe it or not, I missed it. Okay, there were a couple more questions from prudence, okay? Which I skipped over, but I'll go back and I'll ask them.
Okay.
How do negative attachments get attached?
There are different ways that they get attached. One of them is well, you asked specifically for negative entities. It is not only negative entities that get attached, it is positive entities also that are looking to bond and to get a new body or to find a new life. A negative energy, and we wonder if you are specifically asking for an entity within yourself. They're looking for a way to express themselves and to bring energy or some kind of sensation or payback into their life. They are feeding on your energy to give them energy. How do they get attached? They can move into your space, into your space, and gradually interplay with you and adjust their energies so that you do not notice them, and they are able to then hide out in the space and learn more about how to suck your energy. There are entities that another way is if they shared a trauma with you and time got reset for everyone sharing the trauma to the same time, and then and confusion can happen. And the individual, although they would like to reestablish their independent life, is confused about how to go about that. That is another way entities can join with you. Those are two ways.
So it is possible that many of us have attachments from previous traumas.
Yes.
That we take them on. Is that pretty common? That must be pretty common, yes.
It is very, very common, yes.
Yeah.
That is why if someone is, they have a certain belief and all of a sudden another kind of belief whaps through, that can be from an entity with a disagreement that is sharing space with you. Or it can be from outside where a group think is going on and the idea wafts through everyone's space.
Mm-hmm. And Prudence asks, how do we clear these negative attachments? Can we clear them daily? How?
It is possible to get so sensitive that you recognize them to be able to orient them and to send them on their way. That is possible. Not force, but like just send them on a loving journey to reestablish their own track and their own life again.
Thank you. How about getting involved with something that is very positive? Like, can that cause a negative attachment to leave?
It possibly can when one is engaged in a positive force, a positive endeavor, that their energy is so focused towards that that other energies just get bored and leave, or that they don't feel part of it and leave. That is possible.
Thank you.
To ignore them and not give them attention for any negativity. Gives them no payback. And they have a tendency to leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's our last question for tonight. And thank you so much for being here.
Our love to each and every person on the line, and we are happy continuing our Dharmananda's progress.
And we're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing now. So, I'm going to unmute everybody.